The writer. He always had so many stories running through his head. Typing felt natural, almost preternatural. But he only typed in his head. It was more a recording of thoughts than actual typing. And the stories are more like tracks. Not even tracks, but parts of tracks. Parts of tracks, or chapters, or ideas, or novels. They were simultaneously that simple and complex. The tracks were laid down bare, like thoughts before the first day of school. They were later revisited and set to music, of course, to be discussed. To him, those tracks sounded like a symphony. Not your everyday Bach and Beethoven in the eyes of tuxedos and heels. It was a symphony of sounds from life, his life. Violins were cars turning and stopping too quickly. The bass guitar was an aftershock he experienced in the Bay Area. Brass instruments were cops' funerals and early mornings at the neighbor's house. The bass drum a parade. The strings, electrical wires. And he was the conductor.